And it's not playing. This is how this always works, is me humming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. It's your host, Sean. This is our third part in the Distiller series. So part three, we're going to finish it up today with our last local distillery. We have with us Saratoga Courage and Pick Six Vodka. We have with us the president, El Presidente, Holly. Say hi, Holly.
Hi there.
And Kevin, you're VP or what's your title?
The Chief Operating Officer.
Chief Operating Officer, COO. So they came to me through kind of interesting connections here. So we're missing the youngest member of this trio. I don't know where he disappeared off to, but he'll show up. So there are connections here between Holly and I and Kevin are kind of interesting. So Ray Gagnon, who's a longstanding friend of mine, I worked for Ray in the Marine Corps. He was my master guns when I actually went back on recruiting duty after I left. Ray was the first person I reached out to and went, "Master Guns, I want to come back." And he said, "I'll get you back." It was like a month later. That'll tell you the magic of Ray Gagnon. Yeah. He got me back in a month. And then when I put out for this distiller series, Serge, who we'll learn about Serge here in a minute, his college roommate was my partner on Amtrak, John Quackenbush. I was like, well, this is meant to happen. There's too many connections with you guys for me not to make this happen. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
So let's start with, because I love the story of how you guys decided to do this. I think it's just so interesting. It sounds like something I would have done, like, ooh, look, and then just go for it. So whoever wants to tell the story, I would love for one of you to give us the background of how this was birthed.
Well, it's pretty much just what you just said. Serge kind of just went for it. He was a pharmacist. We both went to pharmacy school, and he worked in pharmaceutical sales, but he always wanted to have a business of his own. He always wanted to run something for himself. And he was always kind of looking for what it would be. And we used to watch that TV show, that Moonshiners TV show. And one day he was like, if these guys can do this, I can do this. And so his first thought was the moonshine, really. So he started looking into it, and him and his dad started doing some research, and they ended up going to Kentucky and they went on the bourbon trail. So then they were looking into bourbon, and somehow, I'm not even sure how it happened, but somehow we stumbled into the vodka along the way. Because the bourbon, you would have to age, and the moonshine, we were still kind of working out the flavors. So our vodka was what we kind of went for in the beginning, just to have a workhorse, really. And it turned out that our vodka is our most popular product. But it was all, it was an all in. One day he said to me, "Let's do this." He quit his job and then, and I went back to work full time so that we could have insurance for our kids, and we did it.
Those of you that just noticed that was not a Twitch game player.
Yeah.
that was our missing element, RJ, who we'll see if he makes it back on here. So now that's how you got started. Now, wasn't there something about a natural spring in the backyard or something like that?
Well, we lucked out when we started looking for land for the distillery. There happened to be a piece of land right around the corner from our house. We live just outside of Saratoga. And we actually had a friend of ours, his dad's a dowser. Is that how you pronounce it? If I'm saying it right? Sticks. No, he went in the woods, got two sticks, and walked the property, and the sticks crossed, and he stuck a stick in the ground, and that is actually exactly where we drilled our well. Yeah, and we found that we had this amazing water from the, from, you know, right, just, we've got the mountains right behind us here.
If I may add to that story, as Serge used to tell it, when Dick's father was doing the dowsing and he came to the spot, he pointed to it and Serge took his foot and scraped the ground and the guy yelled at him. And he said, "I didn't say there." It took him another 20 minutes to get to the same spot, at which point then they stuck the stick in the ground.
But so we, you know, and we think our vodka, the, you know, the best ingredient of our vodka is the water, is, you know, this mineral rich water that we have here on the property.
That's incredible. Like, I've never, like, you always hear these old timey stories up in the Adirondacks or out in the Appalachians where people are like, "Oh, we found water using two sticks." And, you know, they're doing all this. And
crazy, right?
So that was that's wild to me. See, I've heard stories of, but never knew anyone who actually used it and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
And he had the well checked, and there's five mountain ranges in the Adirondacks, and the Pommelton Mountain Range is supposedly the main feed that goes underneath the property and feeds Saratoga.
Oh, wow. So you even know exactly, like, you can actually say, "Hey, it's this mountain range."
Oh, yeah.
The water's coming from. You can list that on there. See, that's wild to me. And I have to ask, as we're going to get ready here soon, we'll go ahead and taste some of this product here. You know, it's not worth just having a shiny bottle. You gotta make use of it at some point here. So now, who did your label? Cause I wanted to, my wife was even commenting on how much she liked the picture on the label and everything. And I know what Pick Six is, living up in this area, but could you tell, like, for everybody else who doesn't know what Pick Six is, and I'll show the label, like, what is this all about being in Saratoga?
Do you want me to answer that, Kevin?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So Serge came up with the name Pick Six. We had a very hard time coming up with a name for the vodka, but he was doing some research in some of the bets that you place at the racetrack, because we wanted to go with the whole racetrack theme. And one of the most elite bets, and the hardest one to win is the Pick Six. And I think don't go to the track, but I think you have to pick every winner from six races in order to get to Pick Six. And he also liked that it's also a football term too, but and it also goes with it. We're distilled six times, so we thought the name was just a great, and it, you know, I just like the sound of it too. So that's where the name came from. Then we had to come up with a label, and Serge has, it's a cousin of his, Rich Gabriel, who is an artist. And they were trying to come up with a graphic or something. And Rich finally said, "I'm going to give you one of my paintings and give you rights to it." And so he gave us that painting. Wow. And he did. He's had a booth at Saratoga Racetrack for years. And he does all kinds of artwork at Saratoga Racetrack. So he gave us that painting and he gave us the rights to that artwork.
That's awesome. So now, because you guys are the first, like, pure distillery of one brand that I've talked to. Normally it's, you know, they do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. What is meant by it's distilled six times? So for somebody who has no idea what it's like, we know distilling makes it into alcohol, but what is six times about?
Kevin, I'm doing that to you, because that's a production question.
Yeah, well, the product is processed through a process of distilling it, passing it multiple times. And it's kind of very interesting with the number of passes that are taking, because when you talk scientifically, each pass does additional puritization of the product. But what happens is, really, once you get to about the fourth, the sixth pass, you don't really get much more out of the purification process and stuff. You can see some liquors or vodkas on the market actually are distilled eight times, nine times, more times like that. But scientifically, it's very fine in terms of what you're getting out of it.
So it's a purity standpoint kind of thing.
Yeah, cleaner vodka.
Like, just clear. I mean, because
ours is a corn-based vodka, so it's naturally non-GMO.
Gluten-free.
gluten free.
Look at that. So I can be healthy and there happy all in it's the same healthy. Breath. It's keto friendly. It's a keto friendly vodka. So we've got here today, we've got the regular, you know, a regular vodka. I don't know what other way to say it other than it's regular. And I got a question. So vodka is a neutral spirit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard something recently, and I got to get your input on it, because I've always, like years ago, I bought my dad off of Amazon. My dad loved gin. He was a big fan of Hendrix. And I don't like Hendrix personally. I'm a big fan of New Amsterdam. That's what I like. But my dad liked Hendrix. I always thought Hendrix. And I Bombay Sapphire, I like. But Tanqueray tastes like licking a pine tree. that's me. But why I always seem to see that it pops up as the like my dad's gin kit. Excuse me, sir. This is not a Twitch game. This is not Call of Duty.
I am sorry. I had a microphone and other speakers, but I don't know if my dad's told any of you. I've been having super problems with the sound on all my computers, and this is the only thing I can have that produces sound. You're wearing a headset too, so I think
I'm wearing headphones and a microphone.
We're matching. It's the only microphone I can get to link to my computer for some reason. I don't know what setting I changed that messed that up, but I have to figure it out.
Folks, this is RJ, Little Ray, as some of us may actually know him.
Yes.
Over the years. And what's your title over there, Ray?
I don't think we really do titles all too much. I kind of help and assist with the marketing and the social media side, and just part of the team to try to make everything run smoother and get the word out about us.
All righty. So social media and marketing.
Yeah,
is Ray's title. He described his title the entire way through. But, my question, what we were talking about as you popped on, was I was actually mentioning the fact that I find a lot of times with vodkas that like my dad had this gin kit that I bought him, and that's what they told you to use to make gin was vodka. And if you run into I've even talking with one of the other distilleries recently, they were talking about some of the big boys that are out there for their whiskey are now kind of being found that they're using vodkas as a filler. And I was just curious about it because like you guys, this just isn't a filler. I mean, six times to purify it, to distill it. Like that's serious business. You care about that product at that point. That's not just like, you know, back in the day in the Marine Corps, you would go to the store and they have this stuff called military special. And it looked like a 55 gallon drum of plastic. And who knows what was in there. But I bring it up because I'm really impressed by the fact that you take that much care and that much time into it. It's impressive to me. And I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you.
And we're gonna start here in a moment. We're gonna start with like making some drinks. So the eldest daughter. So, RJ, are you the eldest child
of Ray? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, Ray. I'm Ray's oldest son.
You do have a decent beard. I mean,
thank you.
I mean, mine's.
Thank you.
Maybe I have to get you on when we have one of the beard series is coming up.
I would like that.
We have a guy named Aaron. He wins like awards.
Oh, really?
This big crazy beard going on and out of control. So I'm going to have my daughter come over because she lives. So, you know, that whole story of a van down by the river, living in a van down by the river.
Mm-hmm.
I want to introduce you to my daughter who lives in a RV down by my yard. This is my daughter.
Hello.
Hello.
An RV in my yard. So, smells good. That's just
now,
see, she's still in her 20s.
Now, what I can do for you, Sean, is that in tasting vodka, there is a technique that is used often by when you're trying to determine quality of what you're drinking.
Okay, talk to me. What you got, Kevin?
Okay, so there's what's known as the four Fs. It's fragrance, flavor, feel, and finish.
Okay.
And so the process is, let me just run you through it quickly, and then I'll tell you what you do here. So, you know, you pour a small sample into a glass. So you're going to place that glass underneath your nose. You're going to smell. And because this is a non-flavored vodka, okay, right, so you're looking for fragrance. And there basically should be no smell nor burning sensation that is in your nose.
No, nope,
you'd be quite – pardon?
Very, very light, if anything. Now, she's got – Kristen has the apple in her hand.
Okay, that's flavored, so that's going to be different. So that's going to be very interesting because now when you do the next, when you actually take a small sip of that into your mouth, you're then going to guess basically what you're going to do is you're going to get what is the flavor. And because this is a non-flavored vodka, the one that you're drinking, Sean,
okay,
there should be no flavor whatsoever. The more neutral, the better.
More neutral, the better. All right, so let's try this.
And so then the feel, because it's in your mouth too, the feel is going to be something that you should, it should not be bitter, it should not be harsh, it should not be rough.
No.
And when you actually then swallow it, it's called the finish. And the finish, okay, this is, again, there should be little to no burning sensation whatsoever, and the smoother, the better. The flavored vodka is obviously going to be different because you would have the flavor because of the apple pie.
Right.
In the feel.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've had a lot, and I'm not going to admit why, a lot of vodka in my life. I will never admit it, and you can't make me. I promise you. There's a story about lemon drops. I'll tell the story here in a minute. So, the apple is incredible. And when you say there's no burning, now, why don't you see if you can figure out this. So I'm going to let you know, last week was my first attempt at tasting. We need ice. We got to go upstairs and get ice. My first attempt at a Bloody Mary. I would rather suck pizza sauce off of Penn Station's floor. I didn't care. I don't like V8 juice. I don't like V8 juice. So that's what it reminded me of. And so we're going to do this again, because we tried one last week and the vodka was amazing, but we're going to try this again. We have Big Ray told me a particular brand to get, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't locate it. So this is the one we're going to go with. I have no idea if it's good, bad, or indifferent. It's just the bottle looked cool to me, so we're going with it.
Okay.
I like the bottle. So the eldest daughter will make that here in a minute. But let me tell you, so for anyone who, if you're looking for a vodka, just something to add to your drinks, to, you know, for a screwdriver or anything along those lines, this, I don't just call it the basic pick six because it's the plain vodka. That's really impressive. Read the side of the bottle and make it. Don't give it to me. That's why you're here. Yes, that's why you're here. Oh my God. Holly, do you have children?
I have three teenagers.
Between my wife and I, we have eight of these things.
Eight? Oh my God.
Yeah, she had four, I had three, and then we added one more. And it doesn't matter at what age they don't. I said, hey, why don't you come on the show with me? You could be my bartender so I can kind of do what I need to do.
There you go.
Just go upstairs and get a glass. We have a whole house. Mom wants some too. Mom wants some. Your mother. Oh, God. this is how my show always.
That one.
No, those aren't big enough glasses. Yes. Like these aren't. Here, use that. Use that.
Can I get a couple more?
Oh my God. See this? She thinks she gets away with shit because she's pretty.
You think that's enough ice?
This is how this all works. Is she's like, oh, I can get away with this.
Should be.
I'll tell you a funny story. So my oldest is 24. So him and Kristen are only a few months apart from each other. And he was sitting down at the table before we all moved in together. And whatever, use the plain one. You're whispering into a microphone. Everyone can hear you. So he decided she played college basketball at at what was it? I don't even remember the name of your school. At Sage. She was on Troy's basketball team when they won a state championship. So wow. She's an eater. So she's an eater. And Sean's sitting there with those little like pizza bite things with a whole plate of them. And she decided, she like comes over and thinks she's going to give him this little cutesy smile and all that stuff and goes, can I have one of those? My man hawked right over it. Both arms, jailhouse style. Jailhouse style was like, get away. And then I went vegan. Yeah, now she's a vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So
thank you.
Don't thank her. I tell her all the time. I tell her all the time that I eat vegan every time that deer walks in front of my stand. I will talk. See, now my wife's. Look, for some reason today, everybody must want to know you guys because normally it's me and one person. My wife will bring me things and help me out. I've got the whole house down here today. So we're going to work on this Bloody Mary. So as we're getting in this, so what's some of your, when you're making these or coming up with flavors, what's your process? Because I'll tell you right now, the apple's amazing. We're going to get into the strawberry here in a second. But what's the process for coming up with flavors for these things?
So the two flavors, it took us a while to decide which two flavors we were going to go with. Apple pie, we were kind of set with from the start. We actually hired a company to help us with the flavoring, and you think it's pretty straightforward, but it was a bit of a pain to do. And we ended up having tasting parties. We would invite all of our friends over. Not good.
No, it's not your stuff. Like, so I must have grabbed something. Did I grab like
did you put
Devil's
the
Furnace in hot?
Bloody Mary.
Devil's Furnace.
Did you put hot sauce in it?
You asked me to make you a drink. Shut up and
chill.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Like, just drink it straight. It's so much better straight.
It is. It's amazing. Look at that right there. Yeah. Let me go clear that off my palate.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. So you guys hired a company to help you out.
So, so we hired this flavoring company, and we ended up, we would have parties, and we had a big party for the apple pie. And we had like 20 different options. Some had more apples, some had more cinnamon, some had hints of other things in them. And we would do blind taste tests with all our friends. But by the end of the night, like nobody could decide. They all started tasting the same. But Serge would have this big chart and he would try to mark down and we try to whittle it down. And that's actually how we came up with it. We had to have a couple parties for the apple pie. And then we did it again for the strawberry.
I love that. We just blind taste tested all of our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
An answer because they were all blind drunk when it was
all. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's too funny. So we're going to get into the strawberry jam. I love strawberry. Oh. We actually, on our property, have little tiny wild strawberries.
Do you?
They're little tiny things you would never know is a strawberry until you tasted them.
Well, you can muddle those right in with that.
Yeah. So, you know, that'll be today's PSA. Today's PSA is never grow mint at your home. Never grow mint.
Why?
Here's why it's today's PSA, Holly. Because I made the grand mistake. I have huge gardens. We have almost 3 acres. I planted well over 100 heads of garlic this year. I have big gardens. And one year I decided I was going to plant some mint. And I forgot to ask my stepmother, who has more gardens than I do. And I said, yeah, I planted mint. She's like, you put it in a basket, right? Or in a, I was like, no, why? It's an invasive species and will take over your yard.
Oh, wow.
The only good thing about it is now when I mow my grass.
Yeah. It smells good. It smells like a mojito.
It's amazing right there in that spot in my yard.
So well, I you take that mint, you mix it with the apple pie vodka and a little ginger beer. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
Really?
Some bomb seltzer. Yeah.
That's strawberry jam. Smell that. That's
wow.
That's amazing. Don't touch that.
Oh, it's great in the summer with lemonade.
Well, now we're actually, we have, it's funny you would say that.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh, watermelon. There you
watermelon.
Because strawberry and watermelon was
kind strawberry of watermelon.
Really, that's amazing.
So my wife is over here who never you never hear her voice. There's something to be said. My wife normally creeps down here, gives me dirty looks, and sends me text messages while I'm broadcasting. Smile. Because I get to focus, I get so focused on what I'm doing. And she's actually sitting over here and holding up the apple pie going, that's really good. Mm-hmm. Good
stuff. That's my favorite too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now the apple is at 70 proof and the strawberry is at 80. So the strawberry's got a little bit bigger, a little bit more of a bite to it.
Wow.
Really good, guys. Great job.
Thank you.
25 years old approves.
spread the word.
Here you go, RJ.
Yeah, right?
How old are you, RJ?
I'm 28.
Oh, I swear it probably, well, I don't know if we'd ever ran into each other at any point because your old man, when I knew him, he was in Albany and then he was up at District.
Yep.
And was working out there when, you know, he was him and Chief Warrant Officer Hanerham.
Okay, very nice. Yep.
Yep. That's who that was a whole conversation when I was like, I want to get back on recruiting duty. Mm-hmm. And they were like, come on. Come on.
What was your MOS?
See, we're going to talk Marine for just a moment. So I started off my first 4 years. I was a motor team mechanic and broke everything I touched. It was really bad.
Yeah, that's nice.
Perfect example was screwing on the bolts for a oil pan on a Humvee one day, and it said 12 inch pounds, and I went ahead and locked that down 12 foot pounds.
Oh yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, that's and, not.
No, didn't work. I was snapping bolts left and right, and I was like, "Well, I don't know how to get them out." So I took a what they call RTV, which is basically like a silicone putty. And tried to put it on the ends and put it up there and hoped it would dry and nobody would pay attention to it as a young Marine. And then the sergeant came by and was like, what on God's green earth are you doing?
Nice.
And then I switched over and the Marine Corps had a great idea. Let me fix helicopters.
That's yeah.
Listen, Holly. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. What was that about? But I did that, but I ended up going into recruiting duty, and I did that out of Pennsylvania for 3 years, went back to helicopters, and I knew I'd never pick a multimeter up again. That was never going to be.
And that's where you met Dad is on recruiting duty?
Yeah. And then we ended up staying friends and staying in contact when I got back up here because, you know, it was one of those things like, there's so many of the guys like Bill Chapman. I don't know if you ever met Bill.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Bill Chapman's a real good friend of mine. I talk with Bill on a daily. We actually work together now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm doing that with him, helping him out. So, yeah, most of those guys. I'm sorry to knock Kevin and Holly out for a minute as RJ and I talk about who to help.
Yeah, right. You know this guy? I know Chapman.
You know Molly. Obviously, you know Molly.
Yeah, of course. Yep, Mike Malika, yep. Yeah, I know him very well.
That's actually your oldest brother. Let's just call that.
That's fair. Absolutely. Yeah. And then who else? Who else in the area? Elwell?
I know, Elwell.
Yeah.
And what's the one that begins with an H? Gosh, I can't think of his name right now. Hutch.
H. Oh, Gunny. Oh yeah. Okay. Huthmacher. Yeah, Hutch. Yeah, I mean that's Dad's best friend, right? Like that's
Wait, hold on a second. His full name is Huthmacher?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I swear to you on all that's holy. 20 years in the Marine Corps, I always thought my first name was Hutch.
No. It's Huthmacher.
I had no idea. See, that's a perfect sign of, you know, you're just too comfortable with people when you actually, the first time you hear their name and they're like, no, my name is actually fill in the blank. And you go, I had no idea.
Right. Yeah. Well, I, from, again, military talk, I remember when I was little,
I swear you guys gonna talk more about vodka.
When I was little, I knew obviously my dad was a Marine, but I didn't quite understand the ranks and things like that. And whenever we would go into the office or see the other Marines, dad had nicknames for everybody or slogan names for everybody. And when I was little, he used to call everybody Goose. I don't know why, but everybody was Goose. So everybody called him Goose. And I thought that was his rank, was like Goose, because he was always called a Goose. And I remember thinking, like, what is your, you know, what does your dad do? Oh, he's a Goose in the Marine Corps. What? Doesn't mean anything. But everybody used to call him Goose.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's too funny. Yeah, we my other son who's in the other room, he grew up right there on the Water Fleet Arsenal, probably his first 3 or 4 years of school. The boss picked him up at the Marine office, and the school bus dropped him back off there because I was at work and I was working in operation, so it was easier to drop him on and drop him off.
Yep.
So yeah. So we will divert back over it as Kevin and Holly are looking at us going, go ahead and have your own little love session here. We're here to talk vodka. So now we were talking a little bit about this earlier, Kevin. You were telling me about there's different kinds of licenses. So I just always thought a distiller's license was a distiller's license. There wasn't, I know about bonding. Now, would this stuff be considered as a bonded liquor or no?
Yeah, there is bonding. It is our license is bonded and stuff, and actually it depends on different levels and stuff like that. When we first actually opened the business, the TTB, which is at the federal level, required anybody having a wholesaler's license to be bonded. And actually they've actually changed that over the years and stuff like that. I don't know the exact dollar amount, volume and stuff like that, but they don't even require bonding if you're a smaller size operating company. The thing you and I were talking about just prior to the show is in New York State too, they offer a New York State, what they call it, a Class D license, which is if you got over 75% of your product from New York ingredients, you have certain benefits with under that program. But our product isn't based on 75% New York ingredients, so we don't have that license.
So now you said it's corn-based.
It is corn-based.
So now help me out here, because I always used to joke around and refer to vodka as potato whiskey. Mm-hmm. So,
well, there's corn, there's corn, there's wheat.
There's sugar cane. There's different ones, yeah.
So what makes it then a vodka?
Oh, gosh. We're talking scientific questions.
I'm sorry. Holly.
You weren't supposed to ask me questions I don't know answers to.
Holly, you make vodka. I'm just asking what you do. I'm sorry.
Kevin makes the vodka. I'm a pharmacist.
Yeah, now you're
I sell drugs.
Oh, wait a sec. This got even better. This just became the greatest thing I've ever heard. So you sell drugs and he sells liquor.
I always say I want to get my marijuana license so I can say, you want it? I got it.
You would cover all bases at that point.
I know.
That's going to be somebody's next flavor, you know. Skunk weed flavored or something off the wall, chiba vodka or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So help me out, Kevin. What makes it into a vodka?
It's made from an alcohol that's created by fermenting some sort of, I guess you'd call it a starch, you know, whether that's a grain or whether it's a wheat, corn or rye or potatoes. But it's purely from the alcohol. So what you're basically doing is you're adding significant, you know, frankly, you know, anybody can Google it. You're adding water to water down that high concentration of alcohol so that it's at a drinkable level that can be consumed by the normal person.
I like that you threw in normal there too. That was
my normal. <Yeah. laughs> Like, what are we calling normal? Are we calling race?
Well,
what are we calling normal?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could take that back, but you can buy ethanol in liquor stores. They've got products that are, you know, 190 proof.
Well,
and it's called ethanol.
Wait a sec. So this is Nanny's hot apple pie,
and this is Nanny's apple pie.
This is. we call this Nanny's Hot Apple Pie, and this is one that my wife and I make.
But
we use Pure Green.
You use what?
Pure Green.
Okay.
So now, would that be considered ethanol?
I would think so. Yeah.
Well, what's the concentration?
Yeah, what's the proof content of that?
190.
Oof.
Pure Grain is 190.
Right.
So is that ethanol?
Well, it's definitely not a normal person that Kevin was talking about. But
okay, I drink this all the time. I call it disinfectant. I ain't got COVID yet.
Yeah.
Look, y'all worried about getting shots and whatnot. I got this. It'll get rid of everything you got going on there. I've actually got.
That's definitely high.
Well, we make two different things. We make that, and I make a Kahlua out of it also that has to ferment for like 2 weeks with instant coffee and a bunch of other stuff in it.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. See, when we come up, and we'll have to figure out a time to sneak into the distillery. I do apologize. There's no way to do tours, but you can find plenty of bottles around the area, but we'll have to find a place to belly up to, and we'll have to sit down, or maybe if it's post COVID, we can all come here and sit at my bar, and we'll try it. And I'll have to. My wife made it very clear. She's like, "Yeah, you make yours, but it ain't as good as their apple." My wife is still drinking. I don't know how I feel about that though. I don't know how I feel about, you know. She just said that yours tastes better.
Whatever. Yeah. Of course.
You have an alternative motive, right? You want to learn how to be doing this so you can be one of our competitors.
No. Here's the problem is I hold down two jobs and do the podcast. I can't add another thing to my plate. If I add another thing, I'll have to do like the movie Multiplicity and start duplicating myself. That's about the only hope I have in any of it. Now you also have, now you mentioned the moonshine. Now, you have two other moonshines also. I don't have those here. I don't have the moonshines, but you have that also. And what are those flavors?
Those are the same flavors. Those are apple pie and strawberry jam.
And they're just higher alcohol content? What makes them different? Kevin's shaking his head at me. Help me out, Kevin.
They're basically the same product. Holly, you can give the background on the Devil's Den because it's an interesting story.
What story are you referring to?
Well, the Devil's Den, you know, the moonshine is what, you know, we originally came out to for labeling, because the moonshine business is really what started opening up a lot of favorable states and legislation to be starting your own distillers across the whole United States and stuff like that. New York was a very proactive in that space too. They made it, you know, that you could do business in New York State with setting up, you know, these your own distilleries.
Yeah. So when we started with the moonshine, Serge started doing research on moonshine, and there's no clear basis. There's no requirements for what you can call moonshine. It's a pretty broad, you know, the vodkas are pretty specific in their percentages. The moonshines really don't have any kind of regulation or anything. So he was trying different ways to make the moonshine. And what he ended up doing was he ended up taking the vodka and using the vodka base for the moonshine. So because we found that it made it taste better, because there's a lot of moonshines out there that just don't taste good. And he wanted to make moonshine, but he wanted people to drink it too. So we ended up going with the vodka base for our moonshine. So our moonshine, I guess, you know, you could call it a flavored vodka, but that's kind of what the direction we went with the moonshine. So that was our Devil's Den. That's our Devil's Den moonshine. And we kind of, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. We're rebranding it also, or expanding it in the market, because it is also a flavored vodka. So they're actually the same thing. So you're actually drinking the same thing, but, you know, we kind of market it to different
labeling, yeah. Different marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. I find a little more fun to market. Personally, I'm still.
Moonshine.
What's that?
It sounds better to say moonshine. You feel like you're doing
right? Right? And it's moonshine that tastes good, you know, because when you try to get people, when you're doing tastings, you're like, come try our moonshine. And like, no, I'm not drinking moonshine. I'm like, you will like this moonshine. That's so awesome. We did want one that tasted good.
Well, I have to give you some kudos here. So as you see this one I just put up on the screen, Mike Cavanaugh. Mike is a monster. He is about 6'12" in each direction and weighs about, you know, at least a metric ton. He's a monster of a human. I love Mike. But Mike used to be the general manager of Lucky Strike in Albany. So if Mike's sitting here saying Pick Six holds up to some of the best, and this is a guy who has that was one of the last places Mike ran. Mike has run places all over the country. Still to this day, he'll tell you, he gets phone calls. Look, we're opening a place like the old Patrick Swayze, come fix my bar kind of a situation. That was big Mike. They would call him in and say, hey, we need you to fix this place. So if Mike is telling you folks that Pick Six will hold up to some of the best, I got to tell you, look, there you go. 20 years in the biz.
Thank you.
And then Tim Sokol. Tim is up in not far from you guys. He's in Glens Falls. He's a Glens Falls guy, and he's over here telling me, here, we'll pop this up to make you feel good about yourself. He says you guys are great guests.
Thank you.
You got to appreciate that. But yeah. I did have a question for you. What are your each of you, what is your personal individual thoughts on straight versus mixed? RJ, as the youthful one, what's your thought?
Okay, so I don't feel youthful, and I don't really drink youthful either. So I come from, like, I like to drink brandies and whiskeys. Dad's a big Scotch guy. Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, pinkies up. So I always prefer straight, or not straight, but I always like to either add just ice on the rocks, or go for a finger of water, and that's perfect for me. I love some of the mixes, especially, you know, we did a golf thing this summer, and mixing with the apple pie with we mixed it with cream soda, and that was absolutely delicious. It's almost like a dessert.
Here's another good one to mix it with.
Yeah, cream soda and the apple pie. It just comes out like a dessert, nice and cold. It was a little bit warmer of a day in the sun, so it was absolutely gorgeous. But generally, I'm a straight kind of drinker. So
now Holly, how do these go with the Xanax?
Absolutely not.
I'm checking with the pharmacist. I just want to know if I took a Zanny bar, how would this work out for me?
Pick
Six and a Zanny.
I would not suggest it. But do not mix
your, are you a straight or a mix here?
I'm not a huge drinker, but I would say the apple pie straight, but the vodka mixed. I like the vodka. I like some of our vodka recipes that we have.
Now, if somebody wanted to find those vodka recipes, where could they find those at?
RJ, where do we have those posted?
So we don't have them posted yet. They're going up on our Facebook. We're going to kind of build that. The Facebook page is relatively new. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually kind of tease you guys with recipes throughout the first couple months of the year here. I'm going to kick off 2021 with some vodka recipes for you. So follow us on Facebook and you'll get all of those recipes. So just stay tuned.
I have to throw this in. Miss Cece is actually watching right now. And look, Steve Vanko. Do you know Steve, RJ?
The name sounds so familiar. Yeah,
your father trained all of us. He actually, you would know Steve because Steve's brother-in-law is Matt Scheib.
Okay. Yep. I know Matt Scheib very well.
All right. So Kevin, you're the last one and the last man standing here. What about your thoughts?
I got to mimic Holly for mixing. I used to be a gin drinker. Now I drink exclusively our vodka, and I usually mix it. But I do treat myself to straight. And when you learn to taste the different vodkas like we have, when you have a straight drink, you want a high quality vodka.
Yes.
And we've done a number of things in our business. Holly mentioned earlier about blind test, and we do that often. And we take the predominant popular other vodkas, and we do blind tests, and I will tell you the majority of the time we do get picked. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how vodkas will surprise you when you follow those four Fs. And if I may, I'll just tell a quick little story. It's one of our greatest stories. One of our big customers and stuff like that got a number of places throughout the capital districts and stuff. And they came, they had nine managers and the owner. And we did a blind test with, it was at least four vodkas, ours and three others. It might have been four, five actually. But the story was that nine out of the 10 picked our vodka. One out of the 10 picked another very popular brand that they were most familiar with. But it, you know, it's amazing. The vodkas that you think are high quality, when you try to drink them straight, is a big, it's very telling. Most people order mixed drinks. So what you do is you're diluting that true flavor that you get in a straight vodka, you know, drink like a martini. And so I do find occasions where I treat myself and I make sure I'm not going to be driving when I do that.
That's right. That's why we have it. And I didn't send him because I knew normally my part-time co-host is Rick. And I didn't have him come on today because I knew the screen was going to be busy. So, and he's our resident Uber driver also. So,
oh, nice. You know,
so we did Uber Diaries 1 week, just listening to, it's sort of like taxi cab confessions, but it was Uber Diaries. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Kevin. And that's what I, you know, it's funny you say that. So as I've gotten older, I can remember, you know, you knew what you were drinking by the crack of the cab. You know, when you went cracked and it went, because that was the Boone's Farm or Strawberry Fields or something like that, or Mad Dog, which I learned recently. MD does not stand for Mad Dog. It's actually like two people's names. Look, RJ just tilted his head like the Sony dog, like the RCA dog going like, what? What's he talking about?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not, it doesn't stand for Mad Dog. It's like Morgan and Davis or Douglas or something like that. It's like two people's names. Look, Holly's over here going, wow, Holly. Do you know you sell liquor?
I'm not a big drinker. Which is a good thing, I think, when you have all of this around you. You really don't want to be a big drinker.
That's the benefit, is you're the only one of all of us that will have a clear head when this is all said and done. I'm just glad that we're doing all this during COVID. I can actually drink at my bar at the house, and I don't have to worry about going somewhere and setting up and drinking at somebody's facility, because then I would need Rick to come in and rescue me.
I do like that vodka martini with a lemon peel. I learned that from a good friend of ours in New York City, and it, you know, versus the olives, it's got a very nice flavor to it.
So now I got to ask you, you've been doing this since 2013. We are missing one element, and I'm going to put it out there. Serge isn't here with us. Serge left us a few years ago, and he is the heart and soul of this whole thing. It was his idea. It was his passion. He brought this to the forefront. It was his idea to find the divining rods, which I think is amazing. The divining rods is just such an amazing story to me. This was his baby. Fast forwarding now, we're what is it, 8 years into this thing almost. How do you think Serge would look at this today? What do you think he would be like? This, you know, I need more flavors. I need more liquors out there. Would he been looking for more, or would he have been the guy to go, you know what, we're going to take this and we're going to make this as perfect can be.
Yeah, I would say the latter. Every time you tell somebody that you make vodka, they all give you your input on what flavor you should make next. And that wasn't what he wanted to do. He's like, you can mix it with anything you want. He liked just the straight vodka. And like you said, perfecting the way we make it. Yeah, he would not, we wouldn't have, if he was here still, we wouldn't have more products. We would just, you know, keep plugging our good product that we have.
And it is an amazing product, folks. I can't tell you enough how much, like, for me, I know everybody's talking about the apple. I like the strawberry jam.
Yeah, I like it in the summer. I feel like the strawberry in the summer and the apple in the fall and the winter.
I could see, oh, you know what? The apple in like a hot toddy.
Yeah. Hot cider.
My daughter just said the same thing, hot cider. Like,
yeah,
I think that would be amazing in a hot cider. And like I said, this strawberry, in like you were saying, RJ, something with like some ice cubes with this watermelon. And,
oh yeah,
and the strawberry I think would just be
absolutely.
The basil in there, yeah,
that's good. That's the chemist. I know you're a pharmacist. Yeah, right. A little chemist just came.
Yeah,
RJ, I have to throw another name out at you. Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember Bill Kelly?
Okay, Master Sergeant Kelly again. Names, absolutely right, but. Yep. Over the course of dad was in the Marine Corps for what, 25 years? I'm 28. So he retired when I was like 15. Through the course of 15 years of meeting Marines, it there was a lot of you guys. Just gonna throw that out there. But Master Sergeant Kelly.
So I'll tell you a funny Bill Kelly story, and I know we keep sliding over to Marine Corps stuff, and I blame this completely on RJ. Bill Kelly's over. He was my first recruiter instructor when I was in Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I recruited, most people know me, I recruited. And I thought I was hot shit, Holly. I thought I was king shit of Turd Island. I was writing contracts. I was the man. You know, I was talking kids out of 18 years of what their parents were talking about. I was doing it in 2 hours of making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Kelly calls me up, Master Sergeant Kelly, young Sergeant Murphy. He calls him up and says, oh, Murph, what you got going on? I said, nothing, Master Sergeant. I'm getting ready for next month. I got contracts lined up. Well, what I didn't know is the command was still about 5 or 6 contracts short of making mission for that month.
Ooh.
As you heard RJ just go,
yeah, that's not a good place to be.
No. And I had no idea. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like 2-3 months into the game. And all I know is he was like, oh, really, Murphy? Interesting. He goes, do you know who you're talking to? I went, yeah, Master Sergeant Kelly. Why? And he goes, and then he just started to rip me a new one about the command needing contracts and all these other things going on. And I was like, I hung up the phone and I called the gunny I worked for at the time. And I was like, yeah, I think I screwed this one up. And he was like, don't worry about it. You didn't know any better. Was a great guy. He just kind of brushed it off like, don't worry about it. You'll be all right. But yeah. So we're going to get ready to wrap this thing up here real quick. But I need to know, we'll go around the horn here, right? Real quick. RJ, what do you think everybody needs to know about Pick Six, about Saratoga Courage?
I think the first thing, or the, what I'm going to add to that, or, you know, my input on that would be, that every step in the process, Holly, Kevin, Serge have put a lot of heart and soul into, and they wanted, like Holly said, the best vodka on the other end. And it is absolutely the best tasting vodka. And I just think that you have to try it like you're doing now in order to really experience that, because it is in the taste, yeah. Right? And like Kevin put out earlier, what you think is a good vodka because you always drink it mixed with Red Bull or lemonade or you know, orange juice, you're really enjoying maybe that other mixer. So try to give Pick Six that shot of trying it by itself and really tasting that difference.
How about you, Kevin?
I would say try our vodka. It's a fabulous product. You know, drink responsibly. And if you love it, turn your friends on to it. And we'd love to hear your story and how you're enjoying it.
Yes, turn your friends on.
Yeah.
We'll turn our friends on. Holly, you get to be the last input there.
Oh, boy. I think sometimes I think, you know, it's a byproduct that we have a good product, but I think it was all just, you know, the commitment Serge had to it, and he had fun while he was doing it. It was, you know, we'd come down here and we'd have a good time bottling, and my kids were involved from when they were little, and, you know, it's a great family business right now. And now my son, Serge, is 19, and he actually makes our vodka for us. You know, so we're going to continue the legacy here, and you know, we enjoy what we do, and I think that shows in our product.
It does. I got to tell you, like I said, my family said it was the apple. I'm going with the strawberry.
Yeah.
Apple
pie. Yeah.
I don't know. They're all crazy. I'm going with strawberry jam.
I find the apple pie is very popular with women.
Yeah.
That's a big seller with the girls.
I don't know how I feel then. The fruitiest one is the one I like. I don't know where that goes then. My wife likes the other one. I like the fruitiest one. So just to make sure we got this all right, we've got your Instagram page, which, like I said, we've been out there promoting it, put a couple of pictures up on our page, tagging you guys.
Yeah.
Please go on and look up their Instagram, get this thing moving, let some people know that it's out there. And the Facebook is Pick Six Vodka. RJ is going to be responsible adult and put up some recipes for vodka.
I am. Absolutely.
I would have to tell you off air that whole story about me and lemon drops. It was a real bad at a way too young of an age, but good thing I was back home in Baltimore in Dundalk at a bar that, like, we had like real neighborhood bars, which you can't find up here. Like every so many blocks was a bar. Mm-hmm. Where I grew up at, because that's just the way it was. They were more social gathering locations. So please, folks, check them out there. Check out the Pick Six. Any kind of, what about other merchandise? You got T-shirts, anything else you could promote, anything? Come on. Are you going to get me a Pick Six T-shirt with this great painting on it?
That's all RJ. There you go, RJ.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We would love to, let's have a conversation about that.
I won an award for getting a Gagnon to stumble their words.
Well, to be fair, you can take a step back, because it was actually Holly that made me stumble my words. So you can just sit there and turn your microphone off if you want to keep up with that nonsense. that was Holly. So I say absolutely. Again, stay tuned. You know, more great things to come. If you Facebook, Instagram, and if you want that the great merchandise, I think we have a volunteer for a first customer on that. So there you go. Absolutely. And you're buying the first order. And it will, as those things sort of pop up, they'll be there. And so just stay tuned. We're going to use the social media to carry on this conversation. With all of our new fans.
And take a look here, folks. Here's all our stuff rolling across the screen right now. If you want to find us on Instagram, it's the Above the Bar Podcast. Our Twitter is @TheAboveTheBar4. We're on all the social platforms. So wherever you're listening to us at for the podcast side of this, we ask that you always please hit that subscribe, hit that like button. We appreciate that. The more you do it, the further up the line I get, and maybe someday I'll be able to retire. Remember, I got 8 kids. our Gmail is TheAboveTheBarPodcast, and I've got this continuing, because I'm the only, you talk about merchandise, I'm the only person that buys our merchandise. I am it. So you're welcome to check us out on TeePublic. If you go on TeePublic and look up The Above the Bar Podcast, all of our t-shirts are on there. Again, get some merchandise. We have t-shirts. We have everything. You get that merchandise. You go on Twitter, hashtag it with The Above the Bar Podcast or Earplug Network, our parent network that we're on now. You tag it with those things. The winner, I will buy you a nice little swag bag and send it to you. So please get out there and buy those items. Any last words from you folks? Anything?
Fabulous show, Sean. Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate the invite.
We love it. We love having everybody on here. All righty, folks. Be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.